volunteers. We can get our board secretary here. She's around. There she is. Secretary, call the roll.
Director O'Leary.
Present.
Director O'Connor. Director Parks.
Here.
Director Rosenfeld.
Here.
Director Wesson.
Here.
Chair Yaskowski.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Great, we have a quorum. Approval of the June 30th special board meeting minutes. Are there any comments on the minutes or changes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Moved, seconded by Rosenfeld, unanimous vote. Before we get to public comment, I want to make a presentation to our colleague and former chair, Herb Wesson. I want to make sure I get this off my desk, and you're going to have to carry this back to City Hall. This is heavy. I hope this isn't another claim by the contractor over there. Probably worth $5 million or something.
Looking for that.
This is the link between the line and Culver City, right? This is what they're talking about. I just, on behalf of the whole board, but especially on my own behalf, want to thank you. The last 2 years have been particularly tumultuous for the Expo Authority, both in Expo Phase 1 and figuring that out and completing it, and getting started on phase two, and both were contentious and had a lot of complexities. And frankly, I don't think it would have gone nearly as well if it would have gone at all without your skilled, experienced leadership and your sense of humor, which kept the crowds here in order, and your wisdom, which helped us thread a whole bunch of needles and navigate some serious minefields, and we're where we are in the position to get this line done to Santa Monica because of your leadership. And I think I speak for all the board members in thanking you for that. It's not easy to chair a board. It's certainly not easy to chair one when they actually have something to do. And you did a great job. So this is a token of the board's appreciation as well as the staff's remembrance of your years as chair. We can get somebody to help you carry that, Herb, if you it's too heavy.
It's heavy.
It's a hernia waiting to happen. Is what I think. All right. Next item.
Item 5A, approval of consent calendar.
We have public comment. We haven't gotten to public comment
public
yet.
Comment.
So do we have anybody in the audience who has signed up for public comment? If not, seeing none. We do have one. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons. Come on up.
Juanita, I'm gone for one meeting, and you're skipping things.
All right, Clint Simmons. You wanted to speak on two items, right? Okay. So you have our attention.
Good afternoon, the Board of Directors, and congratulations, Chair, for being the new chair. My name is Clint Simmons. I represent Expo Community United. Now that the trains are being tested, they are exceeding the noise level that was identified in the ESER. Some cases it's over 100 times of what it should be. This type of thing cannot exist specifically in the residential area where people live and reside. Of course, the FTA has been alerted to this effect. And if this is the way that the board plan on doing is to ram this thing through various communities without putting in the proper noise mitigation, then I think you will have a problem before this phase one is completed. That's what I'm speaking about now. The other area in phase one that I like to stress is pertaining to 5B. At the time that the PUC authorized this board to use the pedestrian tunnel at Forshay High School. It was noted at that time that it must be safe for the students because this thing is right on the campus of Forshay. Of course, I haven't seen the final drawings that you're supposed to put into place, but it is my understanding there is not security cameras in there. I don't know if that's true or not, but since I haven't had a time to have had a chance to look at it, so I don't know if it's all on that. But our major concern that we have was for the safety of the kids. And many times MTA and its subsidiaries like Expo Authority, once you complete something, then you say, well, hell, we don't have money to complete it now, so it got to exist like it is. No days are over. I don't think it will happen here. We want it done right and do it once and for all. The next area is the holding pen at Dorsey High School. I think that they're having some problems with it now because it's not panning out the way the drawings said it would be. As I go by and take a look, and they got the station coming right on the campus, and this way you have people who could be predators, anyone, right there interfacing with the students as they're going out to board the station. At the beginning of this project, as well as in the ER, they say that around stations you will have artwork in order to help improve the community. I think it's within 500 feet of the stations, if I'm not mistaken, or was it 300 feet? One of the things that we are concerned about is that Laner is in the process of putting in a nice little area around the station at La Brea, and this is where Expo can do their part, at the same as they plan on doing around USC. So these are the things that we want you to, it should already be in the budget in doing that. So if you're going to make it nice at one area, we will also want Expo to do its part in improving the station around La Brea. And those are the things that I wanted to discuss here today. Specifically, we have this severe noise problem, which could be addressed. It can be mitigated, so it's going to be up to the board as to what they want to do.
Okay.
So thank you for giving me a chance to speak here today.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Can you want to respond to either one of those, the noise and the artwork, at this point? Or
Yeah, we will, once we really get out and testing the system, once we turn it over to Metro for pre-revenue operations, we'll go back out and do additional sound testing to determine if the sound is within what was stated in the environmental documents.
Is it conceivable that the sound on the, during the testing could be higher than contemplated in the EIR?
Yeah, it could be, but it's not going to give you, regardless, it's not going to give you a real good indication of what it is.
Why is that? Why wouldn't it if they're running the train? It's the same.
Because you don't. You may have trains passing simultaneously where you don't even right now. So, and there's still construction equipment out there. So until you get into a simulated service, you're really not going to be able to address and compare what was required in the environmental impact.
Will you get that that simulated service before it's officially open for service?
That's correct.
Okay. And what about the issue of the artwork at the is it at La Brea or at the
public
high school?
Which one?
Were you talking about a lack of artwork at La Brea?
Yeah, that's at the La Brea station. At the La Brea station, it's right there on La Brea.
Yeah, and there's a lack of artwork there?
It's a lack of artwork. What we're saying is that Expo can get involved with the artwork since it was stated that around...
No, I understand. I just didn't know which one you were referring to because I thought you mentioned something about Dorsey High School. And
yeah, well, Dorsey High School, that's pertaining to the holding pen. That's a separate entity.
Okay, that's a separate issue. Okay.
The artwork is consistent throughout the project, and La Brea does have the artwork up on the station platform.
Well, we're talking about around it. As you indicated before, at the beginning of here, I was in here when the people from the LACMO came over around USC at that time they was talking about. And at that time, you state that this will be done before the conclusion of Phase 1, specifically around the marsh there on Vermont. So what we are asking, if you're going to do that, we want the same thing done at La Brea. Right?
Well, maybe you can check with Mr. Simmons
and make sure we understand
right
what he's
now,
saying.
Right now, all of our artwork is consistent.
Whether it's at Vermont or at La Cienega or at La Brea.
Crenshaw.
Make sure, maybe you can get after the meeting or later on have a conversation or have your staff have a conversation with him. him so that we make sure we understand what his complaint is, and that we, so that we can figure out whether it's legitimate or...
Mr. Chair, we have the sound issue again.
Very briefly.
Okay, fine. What happened is that the most favorable condition right now is how the train is running. It will get worse once you do have trains passing. Now you have single trains, and what I have noticed that they are aware that measurements are being taken and they're slowing the speed down, and they're still exceeding what the EIR states. So that's, well, we do have people out there who are looking into this matter.
All right, we'll make sure we follow that up and check that out. Okay, thank you, Mr. Simmons. We'll keep on that. Anybody else on public comment? I see nobody else, and we have no other cards, so we'll close the public comment period. Next item, Madam Secretary.
Item 5, consent calendar.
Okay. Does anybody want to pull anything off consent? Not.
I'll move.
Moved by O'Connor, seconded by Rosenfeld. Without objection, unanimous vote on 5A and 5B. Next item is item 6.
Item 6A, Phase 1, Culver City and Forumdale Station contract award.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the board. This item is to do several things. One is we had a limited notice to proceed that this board previously approved to do the track work and systems work, which is the overhead power and train control on top of the Culver City aerial structure. That work is actually proceeding right now. The other thing at the last meeting was an operator's lounge that the board approved, the getting started in the construction of that. So those two items have been approved. The third item that this deals with, and what we're trying to do is now take all three of the items, the operator's lounge, the limited notice proceed, basically, and convert them into a contract package and also include the Farmdale work at the same time. So that's pretty much what this does. We are asking for a sole source procurement because the contractor that is doing the track work and the aerial structure has the ability and is fully mobilized to do the civil work, the track work, the systems work, which is overhead power and communications. And so they're the logical ones to finish off this work while the other contractor finishes the work to La Cienega. So this would be a sole source contract of $11,137,698 to do those three elements of work. It also includes a $350,000 option for basically extended overhead, and what that is we have a team together. There's a certain cost to have that team. If we don't do work in Culver City, then we have to pay for those people as part of this contract to the extent, and hopefully we come back next board meeting with the Culver City work, then though we wouldn't use that $350,000. It would then be spread through the Culver City work. So that is an option in there so that we have the ability to go either way depending on...
So it's just insurance. We don't anticipate having to use it.
Right. And I might take the opportunity right now to just fill you in. Things have really taken off as far as our agreements with Culver City and reaching agreement on all the elements. They've now deposited the money in the escrow account that we were looking for. I think we're very, very close to reaching an agreement on the additional $4 million. We think that's going to happen fairly soon. We've worked with the Culver City staff on the remaining scope of work and are in negotiations with our contractor over that. So I'm very optimistic by the next board meeting we'll be able to come back and say we have signed agreements and we're ready to execute contracts for the remaining work in Culver City.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate Culver City's cooperation, yours, and Metro's also. I think it's been a three-way street, hopefully 6A we were just talking, right? Is there any discussion on 6A? Is there a motion to approve it?
Move.
Moved and seconded, and it is part of the assumptions you've made for the for our overall budget financial situation.
That is correct.
This is nothing new. All right. Without objection, unanimous vote. Next item.
6B, Phase 1, E1, train warning signals change order.
This is, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is work that was always anticipated. What it is along Flower Street. There's a lot of left-hand turns, and as part of the CPUC requirements, we were required to change out all of those signs to a much brighter LED lighting system. And also that also required an additional traffic signal controller. The design is now complete for that. It's one of the remaining items of work. We've negotiated a price for that work of $750,000, and we're recommending that the board approve it so we can move forward. We need to get that controller in this weekend while we have a shutdown at the junction, so we'll be in a position to get to change out those lightings at the next shutdown, the following shutdown.
Okay. Any discussion? With a motion to approve.
One quick comment. Yeah. Rick, is it correct? These improvements benefit the blue line as well, although they're being fully charged to the expo line.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Thank you.
Even though it was a CPUC requirement for us to do, it definitely will benefit the blue line as well.
All right. Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Rosenfeld moves.
Second.
Second by O'Connor without objection. Unanimous vote. Next item.
6C, Phase 2, Venice Boulevard Underpass contract modification.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this item deals, as indicated, with Phase 2 of the project. You may recall, in order to get a jump start on Phase 2 of the project, the board authorized us to proceed with the design of the remaining portion of the aerial structure in Culver City. So it's the portion that goes over Venice Boulevard, which is a state highway. And so we've had to work with Caltrans in effort to get this project going. We brought this project design to 65%, which allowed us to get the reports to Caltrans on a thing they call a PR-PSR that's required before we can move forward with the project. Now what we would like, now that the intention is to issue a design build contract to finish the design and actually construct the project. So we went out with this design build contract on a limited competition basis. And the reason we did that is we had two contractors that are integrally involved in this. The one contractor was the existing contractor, Balfour Beatty Infrastructure, that's building the bridge right now, the Venice Robertson aerial structure. They are doing a great job on that, and included way back when was an option for them to build the second half of the bridge. We also have Scans Garedos, who is the Phase 2 contractor that's going to have to tie into that bridge as well. So in order to get some competition, we went out to both of them and asked them to bid on this project, knowing that we would get the best price from these two because they're both, one's mobilizing right now, the other one's fully mobilized, one is already working on the bridge, the other one is going to be starting their work fairly soon. We went out to get competitive bids from those two firms. We received the bids. The low bid was from Balfour Beatty Infrastructure, who is building the current bridge, so that's good news because they're doing an excellent job ahead of schedule. So the other thing is they were $3 million under our budget, which is additional good news. So we're here today to recommend award of that contract to Balfour Beatty Infrastructure in the amount of $15,675,000.
Any questions? Not
I'll move it.
Moved by O'Connor. Second. You are, and without objection, unanimous vote. Thanks.
Next item, 7A, project status update.
Mr. Chair, Eric Olson, our chief project officer, will give you the monthly update.
Starting with phase one, contractor is probably about, FFP is probably about 95% complete with the construction work. We look here at the Jefferson USC station. Again, that is essentially complete. If you go along the alignment, you'll see a majority of the landscaping is now installed. This is a look along Exposition Boulevard at the landscaping and fencing.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Parks, I don't know if you've heard, but in my area, we've received reports of individuals stealing trees.
You've not heard that.
But they come and they take the trees in the boxes, and maybe they have too many of them laid out, and individuals come by in trucks and take the trees. Now, I mean, is that gotten back to you?
I've
not heard that myself either.
Yeah, we just last week we had several people call the office.
I'll check with the contractor and see if that has been an issue.
And you may want
to. Those are awful big boxes.
They're free. They probably cost $300-$400 or maybe more. You get a couple of strong guys in a truck. And see, I went and I could see that they might have 50 or 60 or more than that laid out where they're supposed to put them. And maybe they don't get to them, or maybe people act quick. I don't know, but we have received reports.
We'll follow up. Definitely. This is a look at some of the landscaping as well as we have the bike lane is now striped, and you drive out there and see many bikers out actually using the lane now. This is the last major intersection reconstruction we did in the city of L.A. We did a couple weeks ago. This was at Jefferson and National Boulevard. So we continue to move along finalizing the street construction. Schedule, the latest schedule submitted by FFP is forecasting an August 15th, 2011 substantial completion date. That's Monday, or a week from Monday, and we don't think that that's going to be achieved. We have notified FFP of our intent to start assessing liquidated damages per the contract and the settlement agreement beginning on July 17th. We have done our own independent assessment of the, at least an initial assessment of the contractor's schedule, and we think the substantial completion, best case, we're looking at probably September to October of this year. We are working with Metro. We want to try to do what we can to get the system into pre-revenue operations and what elements that Metro will be looking for to do that. We talk with Metro, and they feel that we can get the train control system up and functioning the way it's supposed to in a safe manner, that by mid-September that they could possibly move into pre-revenue operations. If they can do that, we think they can support a November-December rod date. Everybody's working closely together to do what we can to hold that rod date. On top of that, we still have the remaining construction elements in the project, which includes the Farmdale Station and the Culver City work that's going to be completed early in 2012. On the budget, we've currently executed $521.2 million in construction contract packages and change orders, which is still within the $570 million in construction allowance and contingency. There's still risk items out there, which the Culver City work that Mr. Thorpe talked about. We still have remaining construction costs, design progression. We've still got work going on, so there's still unforeseen or differing site conditions as well as disputed change orders that we have with the contractor. Forecast at completion,
Good news there with a lot of our work as far as going through value engineering exercises, working with third parties on reimbursements. We are now actually forecasting a $400,000 surplus. So, again, as I said, there's still risk elements out there, but we have been able to, at this point in time, forecast closing the budget shortfall gap. We'll continue to go through our cost containment efforts on the budget, still looking at the remaining value engineering proposals and other outstanding third-party reimbursement areas, still looking at deferment of certain construction elements to keep us within budget, and then we're always continuing looking for other cost-saving measures. FFP local job program for the month ending July 23rd, FFP has 54.2% local hires, while their subcontractors have 31.7 for a total for the month of 39.2. Cumulative to date is 36.8 for FFP and 24.7 for contract for their subcontractors, with 30% cumulative, and they're forecasting 30% at the end of the job. DBE, they're forecasting 24% for design services, 33.4% for professional services, which is above the 20% goal, and then 18.1% for construction services, which is slightly below the goal. As far as forecasted completion goes, they're looking at overall at 21.35%, but coming up a little short on the 20% goal. Phase two, good news there is our contractor is mobilized, and if you actually drive the alignment, you'll see them out in the field starting some of the upfront activities. That was potholing in Santa Monica. They're also doing pre-construction surveying and surveying along the alignment. Our design-build contractor, Skanska Rados, their design offices are mobilized. They've got their design team up and moving, and they're progressing the design toward the 60% level. They have their field office up and ready to go, so they're starting to staff that to support their field activities. They're completed soil sampling along the alignment. As I said, there's survey and potholing work going on, pre-construction surveys I talked about. We hold regular coordination meetings with Metro, the City of L.A., and Santa Monica, and we're working very closely right now with DWP and SCE, given the issues that we had on Phase 1, to make sure we're well out in front of the overhead power line relocation. So we're working with them to see what we can do to advance those as soon as possible. The maintenance facility design contract, that was awarded the maintenance design group. They are mobilized and now working on the preliminary engineering. They've gone through and done tours of the existing Metro yards, and they've held design charrettes with Expo Metro, City of Santa Monica, to look at some of the preliminary concepts that they've developed. The Venice aerial structure just approved today for the joint venture of Balfour Beatty Infrastructure, Balfour Beatty Rail, so we will get them started here this month to start that work. Community outreach, we've hosted an urban design committee meeting last month. We're working with the City of Santa Monica to finalize their master cooperative agreement, or hope to get that done this month. We continue to conduct stakeholder briefings along the alignment, as well as working with local businesses along the alignment. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Turn the lights back on. Thanks very much. Next item, CEO comment? Mihal.
Yes, I just had a comment regarding the local jobs program. And a comment first, that it's amazing what a little prodding from this board can get when it comes to the local higher percentages. And lessons learned, I'm wondering, and obviously we want to stay out ahead of this specific issue in Phase 2. I'm going to assume we are going to be monitoring closely Phase 2 so that it doesn't get to where we're so far behind again and we have to regard to phase two, the local hiring, does that disclude people living on phase one or close to the phase one part, or will they be included?
It's all included. It's defined as a five-mile radius from downtown all the way to Culver City.
Please.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
The other Culver City.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Could I add to that, sir? First, I'd like to second what Director O'Leary said and commend the team on the success in local hiring. And in that regard, as we anticipate phase two, could we request that the selected contractor make a presentation to this board, perhaps at the next meeting, on their approach toward the issues of local worker hiring and small business disadvantaged business enterprise contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure I get in contact with them, and we'll set something up for the next meeting.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Good idea. Any other comments? Next item.
I don't need CEO comments.
Well, I have no further comments other than to remind everybody about the groundbreaking on September 12th at 9:30.
Be there. Any board member comments? No comments from the board members? Then closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have two items, a conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation under Government Code 549-56.9, subdivisions B and C, and public employee performance evaluation under Government Code 54957. We do not anticipate reportable action.
Okay. Go to the back room. Yeah, one member of the staff of each board member will be admitted into the closed session.